Hello, students. More information on argumentative paragraph writing. The next style of writing we are going to explore is argumentative writing. We make a claim or an argument where we will be taking a stance, sometimes called a position, on an issue. We will also find two quotes from reliable sources to support or back up our claim. Don't forget to look for URLs on the internet with .org, .gov, or .edu. These are the best. The paragraph will follow this format: a topic sentence in blue, a red concrete detail including a lead-in phrase and a quote, commentary in green, a red concrete detail, including a lead-in phrase and a quote, and then commentary in green before our final sentence, which of course is the blue conclusion. As you can see, we have two details, including quotes, and two commentaries. They are alternating. Detail, commentary, detail, commentary. This is called weaving with these ideas and these sentences. An example of an argumentative paragraph is the following. The title is Brick by Brick. More than 5,000 people move to the city of San Francisco every year, and what most of these individuals may not know is that in order to be a truly safe city, San Francisco needs to replace its unreinforced brick buildings or seismically strengthen them to withstand a significant tremor. That is our blue topic sentence. Now the lead-in and the quote, which of course is followed with a citation. After the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, the United States Geological Survey concluded that brick buildings often crumbled. And now the quote. Quote, most of the spectacular damage to buildings was sustained by unreinforced masonry buildings constructed of wood frame roof and floor systems supported by unreinforced brick walls. End of quote. The citation in parentheses, Historic Earthquakes from 1993. Historic Earthquakes being the title of the article. No author was cited. After our red concrete detail, which included the quote, now we go on to our first commentary sentence, which of course is in green, with the Jane Schaefer writing method. It is obvious that these brick buildings were the culprits of many deaths, significant injuries, and much destruction. Now, as we weave our writing, we're going back to concrete details. San Francisco still has some work to do to ensure all of its buildings are safe for its residents and visitors. That being the lead-in. And now the quote. Quote, legacies of the 1906 quake and fire remain. There are still thousands of hastily rebuilt, unreinforced masonry buildings, cheek by jowl with wooden structures, with no fire-resistant walls between them. End of quote. Smith is the author, therefore it is cited in parentheses. And now commentary. It is mind-boggling to think that people are currently sitting in such poorly equipped buildings almost 30 years after the 89 quake. Last but not least, our blue concluding sentence, which is, unnecessary disaster will continue to be a possibility as long as San Francisco's unreinforced masonry buildings remain in their current state. Once again, this is an example of an argumentative paragraph. Argumentative writing is sometimes called persuasive writing. Once again, to review, an argument is also called a claim. We have to prove this claim during our writing. In order to prove the claim for each body paragraph, we have to have two quotes from reliable sources. Also, two commentary, two quality commentary sentences or ideas from you, the author. Good luck with this new genre of writing. I'm looking forward to reading your writing, and have a great day.